Enough talk, more action. So somebody who actually is a lot on that kind of level, you know, when it comes to such lines, it actually is Steve Harvey.
Yes.
The brothers is actually out here in the Mzansi doing the most.
Okay.
You know? So he's actually launching a local version of his show called Family Feud. It was, of course, a family game show.
Yeah.
And Steve, of course, he jetted into Mzansi recently, and this, of course, yesterday, and announced the launch of an African version of the show, which he will host. Now, the game show sees two families compete to give the most popular answers, you know, to surveyed questions, often with hilarious results, and it has been on air since 1976. Imagine that, with Steve Harvey hosting since 2010. So it's been quite a while, you know. So I saw some people on social media busy posting this, be saying that, yeah, oh my gosh, Steve Harvey's in the country. I wonder what kind of like T.D. Jakes kind of wise words we're going to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now recording will start in October, and which is, of course, set to air early next year. And Steve told reporters that he was excited to be home and wanted to open up opportunities on the continent. Here's what he said. Originally, I wanted to come home. I have a home in America, and America has been good to me. It is a land of opportunities. A lot of my family and business is there, but it is not my homeland. Whenever people talk about going home, it sounds so cool, and my home is Africa.
Wow.
So Steve also took time to speak to ENCA as well, hilariously renaming host Shahan Ramkisson, and of course he called her Rashawn Patterson. I'm thinking maybe because he couldn't say that.
This, it'll probably be Steve. I don't expect less from that.
You know what I mean? So keep in mind, he is a legendary comedian, and apart from also being a TV host, he also took some time out, you know, of his busy schedule to take in some wildlife, which is, of course, one of the key things that we have here in South Africa.
Safari,
you know, just go on safari rides, have a look at the animals. He actually posted two posts, I think I saw on Instagram. He actually witnessed the elephant and rhinoceros. So, you know, he already has two of the big five in the catalog. He's just missing three now.
Yeah.
But I don't want him to go to Lion Park and go look at the lions. They must find in the wild, like the safari. That's experience you really get when you see, I've seen the big five.
I agreed,
you know? I did that when I went to Kruger National Park with the family once. And we were just lucky enough to actually see all five of them that day. So that was, of course, a moment for us.
Yeah,
so.
I actually have never. I need to put that on my bucket list.
You have to.
Yo,
as a South African,
it's embarrassing.
You need.
I've seen like maybe three of the five, not all five.
Like on a trip. I feel like it's key that you need to see it while on a safari.
Yeah.
Don't go to where it's caged and stuff and then go look at it and say, ah, yeah, I've seen it now.
Nah,
fam.
That's
see
not
it on the wild.
Experience.
You ever see like when it gets even to the nighttime, you always see like the eyes in the dark
glowing.
And you're like,
okay,
yeah.
No, that's scary.
And then I won't lie, we kind of saw, I was like, whoa.
And there's no barrier between you and that animal.
All
so.
It is just a truck.
Yeah.
It's very, very open, by the way. So, yeah, you better
I'll
be ready for that. So, yeah, man, Mr. Harvey's Archie is going to be doing the most. It's something I'm looking forward to seeing, man.
I have,
you know,
one question. Mm-hmm. Where do I apply to be part of this show? I want my family to go up against.
I don't know, you know, if I can trust my family with this. I feel like the family feud situation, it'll turn real. Like, it'll be an
family
feud. The thing is, like, the whole concept is two families going up against each other. In my case,
it will be that.
Nah, trust. I'd rather not take that risk, man. So we're looking forward to see what Mr. Harvey can put together, man. So let's make sure we give him some South African
love.
And love, as Anna says it. How would you say welcome to South African Portuguese?
Bem-vindo, África do Sul. Yes.
Mr. Harvey, you better have gotten that. I know I did. UJFM.